With the surrender of the former defense minister, 40 of the 55 people on the Iraqi most wanted list are now either dead or in U.S. custody. Saddam Hussein, of course, is the most important figure still at large. He's the ace of spades in the deck of cards the U.S. has circulated depicting the most wanted. The U.S. military in Iraq is seeking information from those captured about his whereabouts. There's also hope that the arrests will decrease the level of attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
It is certainly true that with 40 of the Iraqi most wanted now in custody or dead, the United States has seized most of the leadership of Saddam Hussein's Ba'athist regime. Retired U.S. General Bernard Traynor, now with the Council on Foreign Relations, says it's crucial that the news be circulated widely in Iraq that the former government has been disabled.
I think it's very important for the Iraqi people to recognize that the Ba'athist regime is gone, and that the criminal elements of that regime are being taken into custody, and that they're being hunted down, and if not captured, they're certainly going to be hounded for a very long time.
U.S. commanders in northern Iraq hope that the surrender today of the former defense minister will lead directly to the arrest of one individual in particular. Number six on the list, Izzat Ibrahim al-Duri. Al-Duri, the king of clubs in the deck of most wanted, was the vice chairman of Saddam Hussein's Revolutionary Command Council, and he is believed to be behind many of the ongoing attacks on U.S. soldiers in the northern region of Iraq. Most of those who have been seized so far were bureaucrats in the Ba'ath Party or various governmental structures of Saddam Hussein's government. Only five in custody are believed to have been part of his inner circle. Among those still at large are four key Iraqis connected to Saddam Hussein's various state security structures: the director of the Special Security Organization, the chief of the Iraqi Republican Guard, the head of the Directorate of General Security, and the head of the Iraqi Intelligence Service. These are key targets for the U.S. because they may have knowledge of Saddam Hussein's whereabouts or the methods he is using to hide himself. General Traynor believes seizing the former Iraqi leader is still absolutely essential to win the peace.
As long as Saddam Hussein is missing, there will be this fear on the part of probably the majority of the Iraqis that somehow or another he will once again return to power. There's going to be a certain amount of reluctance to cooperate with us for fear of retribution.
But Traynor makes the point that if the U.S. does end up with all the cards, the violence in Iraq will not necessarily end.
Even if we wrap them all up, including Saddam Hussein, that would not end the problem that we're currently facing, because it's a far broader problem than just the residual of the regime.
It is interesting to note that of the 40 in the deck now out of circulation, only two have been killed. The rest have either been seized or given themselves up voluntarily. The only two killed were the sons of Saddam Hussein, Uday and Qusay. Mike Schuster, NPR News.